Alrighty guys, welcome to the next installment of Young and Unapologetic. It is currently May 24th. I'm here with Dan, John Paul, the Big Rig Ethan, and myself, Jarrett. Today we're going to be talking about Alabama's illegalization of abortion and how that's going to affect the world so far. More the U.S., I guess, because, you know, that doesn't really necessarily affect the world. So, Big Rig, if you want to go ahead and start us off, and then we'll go from you to JP to Dan.
All right, my views on abortion are almost like marriage. I don't think the government should have a say in it. When abortion, honestly, should just be left up to the woman at the time. And when states made it illegal, such as Alabama, or is Alabama the only state that to make it
illegal? No, it's illegal in Ohio as well.
Or
I think there's a third, too.
Check that real quick.
I think it's proposed. I don't think it's, like, clear.
I'm pretty sure it's at least two or three that have it.
proposed or is completely illegal.
But anyway, if a woman were to say to get raped by a male, don't you think they should be able to abort that child? Like, I get that it's a life. Like, I get it's a life that could happen, but it's a life that shouldn't have happened.
I get that.
Yikes.
I get that. So,
well, because she didn't get plan on getting raped.
We'll get to that in a minute.
She should have the choice to abort it.
I think it's far too situational. Every case will be different. And so to completely deny every case is a negative thing to me. Because it's way too situational.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I think this is an extremely positive thing. Like, I couldn't be more happy for it. I totally do not agree with abortion. If you're stopping a human heartbeat, you're ending a human life, which is murder, and which should definitely, the government has absolute right to intervene in times like that.
But what if a woman got raped?
That's not
her choice.
It's also not the, like, the baby didn't decide to just, like, become...
It's not even thinking.
Basically, I'm kind of...
It's not even a person. It's not even...
Well, it is a person.
Well, it is a person, but, like, it's a fetus. It doesn't have...
Basically, I'm kind of...
Any rights.
It's a human life.
Worst case, you get a wizard to just say, deletus thy fetus.
I could agree with that.
I'm kind of, like, in the middle with this. I think that while it can be completely situational, there's only so many situations a person can get pregnant. It's, like... If you want to abort a fetus in cases of rape...
I have to point out that abortion is not, like... It's more common, like, outside of rape. Rape is not, like, a... That's not, like...
It's not the main...
It really isn't. People always focus on that, but in reality, it's not... It doesn't even make up a large majority of...
It's so situational. That's why.
It's a very situational thing, but when it is the case of rape... What do you do?
I don't believe
it gets shoved into the crappy system we have for
and like cases of
children,
like,
without parents.
Yeah, and like orphans. Cases of like rape and incest.
That's not a given. The parent doesn't have to give up the child.
They're most likely going to, though.
That's it shouldn't be their
worry.
It's
not the woman's fault, and it's also not the child's fault.
It's the man's fault. So do you think he should be stuck with it?
In
cases of rape, even if that was a thing, I wouldn't be able to track him down most of the time.
The fundamental, like, the basis, though, is that if you believe it's a human life, you should not be able to just end it. And if you don't, then you can do whatever you want with it, because you believe it's just a clump of cells, even though we all are clumps of cells, and we all are made of the same exact, like, we all came from a fetus. Like, that is a human life.
I guess the neighbor's dog is barking.
I'm gonna say real quick.
Go kill that dog.
Real quick, we have. All right, I don't know about all that, but the neighbor's just got a new dog, and I guess they're training it or trying to. And right now, it's just being very loud, and the walls in the houses we are in currently are very thin.
Do you want me to go strangle it real quick?
No, we do not strangle dogs.
Yeah, what you just said something about ending a heartbeat.
Yeah, dogs are different. Dogs aren't humans.
So you're pro-animal abuse?
You know, if they need to strangle here, strangle there. No, just kidding.
That's awful.
I love my dog, Michael Tim. Vick? I like treat him too good. Like,
I'm surprised you didn't say shout out to me.
I even thought about getting him the pet CBD, but like then I'm like, ah.
Pet CBD.
Yeah, they have that.
That's like, one of the first things that they have on their website.
Yeah, and it's actually popular. Like, they have little treats, like little biscuits. Well, it's
because everyone gets the yappy dogs like that and then freak out because it's yapping.
A lot of people a lot of people also use it on bigger dogs who have problems with joints over time.
That's true. Mobility issues, like, stuff like that.
It really helps them like a lot.
Yeah.
But back to the abortion thing. My view on it is, in cases of like rape and incest, I think abortion is okay. But when it comes to cases of just like, I had sex, I made a mistake, I am pregnant, I'm going to kill a child, that's where it can become sort of gray.
But I still think it's their decision. It's just but too honestly, situational. If that were to happen, I think the people like, who had intercourse should take like, up the, like, be like, all right, she's pregnant.
I don't understand why it would be situational if it's a human life. If it is a human, what is it going to say?
It can't. It has no right in this. It is a fetus.
Oh my goodness, it is a fetus.
Yes, it can be a human, and then it will have rights, but right now it's a fetus in some woman's stomach.
So just because it's alive in the womb, it can just be killed. Is that like how does that make any sense?
I mean, technically then, but like, when they're born, they should already be 9 months old.
Could you imagine like the Thomas Edisons, the Elon Musks?
Okay, Thomas Edison stole a lot of inventions. Just gonna throw that out there. Continue.
He's still known worldwide as a pretty good inventor. Even though he did steal the light bulb.
Kind of a crook. But okay.
What's the chance of it being another Elon Musk or Thomas Edison? The chances.
Why does it shouldn't matter?
We don't know the chances.
It shouldn't matter.
I mean, the population is already spiraling out of
control. It shouldn't matter if it's a genius.
I thought the U.S. population was decreasing.
The U.S. is,
the dumbest person in the world is worth the same as Elon Musk. Like, humans are all humans.
When you break them down, yes. But
then what about gay marriage? Shouldn't all people be allowed to get married then?
Humans are humans. I personally do not support gay marriage because that's not a valid opposition to what I'm saying. That's not mutually exclusive.
The fetus is a human. Like, you look at it, right? The fetus is a human.
Correct.
It has rights. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So back to the marriage
thing. It has the right to life.
Back to the marriage thing. Do you think people should have the right to be able to marry whoever they want? That's their love. Who's willing to say that you can't marry that person?
They should have the gender. It shouldn't even be like have to be considered a right or anything because if the government, in my opinion on that, is the government shouldn't be involved in marriage.
But you definitely think
I personally don't support gay marriage because of my own religious beliefs. But that that has nothing to do with abortion. Like, explain to me
that person is, you're saying that fetus is a person, so that person may be gay.
Okay.
Because it is a person.
A gay person's not worth any less than a regular person.
What I'm leading up to is that person could be gay, and they could just,
just because someone's gay doesn't mean they deserve to die.
They, absolutely not.
Okay, y'all kind of twisted that. That's not what he was trying to say.
Clarify.
That fetus could eventually grow up and then have
normal rights. He's saying that Dan isn't necessarily pro gay marriage, but
that. It's not necessarily. I do not support gay marriage. That is my own personal belief. I don't think the government should interfere with marriage, though.
Well, yeah, the government should not interfere.
But I don't understand how that's relevant to
abortion.
Agree
to disagree. You're wrong, I'm right. Okay, no.
No, but how does that...
What he was saying is that you are against gay people getting married, but you say that all people have the same rights. That's what he was going for.
All people are also worth the same. Human life is a human life. That's what I believe. Like, so...
But who's to say that, that they can't freely do what they want? Like, obviously there's laws saying we can't go out
because
in public and be drunk and just expose ourselves.
You should not be free to murder somebody.
Yeah,
if you
obviously
believe
you
that,
shouldn't.
If you believe that a human even inside the womb, is a human life, then kill ending that human life is murder, and that should not just be a free choice. Men don't have just the choice to kill somebody. Whose heartbeat are you stopping?
a fetus that can that doesn't even know it's a thing yet.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If it's human life, it's a human life. Why does it have to, like, when you're at five, you don't know certain things like that. That's irrelevant. Like,
that's a five-year-old kid. This is a one-month-old.
The right fetus to life is not based off of knowledge. You could be dumb as a bag of rocks and still have the right. You still have the right to life. You still are worth the same as every other human being.
I agree with a lot of points.
I agree with a lot of things you're saying. Don't get me wrong, but I still think that abortion should be allowed, and the government should not have any interference with
it. I just don't see why, specifically,
why should it be legal?
Why should it be legal? Because it goes back to it being a very situational thing. See, if people were smart about it, they would wrap themselves up, plan B, the shot, the pill, like whatever. You know all the terms. They would be smart about it to where they know they wouldn't get that person
pregnant.
What
I'm saying is,
if they were to get that person pregnant, they should suffer the consequences and have the kid.
We have so many people who won't use protection or anything like that for the simple fact that they know that there's a way out.
Well, not only that, but the thing is, if it's a human life, why does the situation matter? If someone gets murdered, it doesn't matter the situation in which they get murdered in.
Because it's
still it doesn't matter. It's that human life is it's that action caused that, but they had no say in that. They are now a human life.
Right.
And they have the right to life like every other human did when they were in the womb.
But
don't you think it would be troubling for the kid to grow up knowing that it's like he'll never know his father and
so
it would also most likely end up in the foster system.
It'd also be
That's
better.
What I'm trying
it also
to bring
would
up.
Be better
would
to be
the foster system is a whole different argument,
I guarantee
though.
You. I guarantee
think, well, like here
it'd also be better to be alive.
There's
no well about it. At least, like, they would have... There's people who have undergone... Who have grown up in situations... In terrible situations like that. Who have gone on to become, like, very successful people.
But don't the majority of them don't?
A vast majority.
It doesn't matter, though. It's... Like, they have the right to life. They have the right to make something of themselves.
That kid's
going to
grow up... Wind up in the foster care system.
That's not...
And then they're going to be switched from homes to homes.
Here's the thing. And the current state...
But that doesn't... That's still...
If someone wants an abortion... That means they don't want the kid. The likelihood of getting pregnant and it's abortions are illegal and keeping the kid is almost none. Because as soon as you do have the kid, you're just trying to send
it doesn't
it into the
matter,
foster
though.
System.
You shouldn't just be able to say, I don't want this kid, therefore I'm going to end its life. That is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous
But it
premise.
Doesn't have the power to think. Like, that's what...
Well, it is still a homo sapien.
It doesn't matter, though. Like I said before, it's not... Your level of understanding and knowledge about the world does not affect your right to life and your worth as a human being.
This kind of just goes. This is really boiling down to whether you personally believe that it's a human being before.
That's how.
It's born.
That's where it always boils down.
That's what
to.
I say. That's where it always boils.
And
down
And people
to.
Always try to avoid that fact. And do you believe that it is not a human life?
I believe that it is a human going to be. All right, I'm trying
well,
to
word that's
I'm
human
wording,
life.
I'm wording this bad.
You think that it will eventually be a human.
Eventually, well, it will be. But
how
when
would it be eventually?
In her
if it's
stomach,
if it's,
it is a fetus.
It's developing.
It have a
just
power
like we're
to think.
just like we developed when we from the age of like when we were a baby to what we are now. It's developing. It's still a human life, just because it's younger and has less knowledge and isn't as formed doesn't mean it's not a human life.
I do think it should be an option because of cases of rape. Now,
but it still boils down to: do you believe if it's a human life? Because even if it, in a situation like that, it still means that you do not have the right to murder the child.
I feel like let's say. An 11-year-old gets raped by some... They never find out who it is. And they miraculously become pregnant. They're keeping that child.
That 11-year-old girl.
I'm not saying they have to keep the child. And that's, like... That's a very specific... Like, that's something that would be hard to answer for, like, anybody. But, like, I think...
Didn't that just happen, too?
There is a case in Ohio similar to that.
But
Ohio, yeah.
But, like, if it... if it's not the baby's fault, that's a horrendous situation.
Child just ends up in the foster system, which might be even more broken than
it. But it doesn't. It doesn't matter. Right, all now. Of that is irrelevant.
The U.S. and the current state that
they
the
would
US
be alive then, and that's better than having your life ended before you even have a chance to start. Like, period.
The current state.
It doesn't matter if you have to go through a rough childhood. You at least have the opportunity to make something of yourself.
I don't think the current state that the U.S. is in is ready for illegal abortions because of the foster care system.
I don't think it has to be ready. I think if people believe that human life, you don't have the right to murder it because it's a human life.
Well, like, yeah, I agree.
It's a matter of morality more than it is a matter of like legal like details and like, you know, frustration and all that. If it's a human life, it's a question of morality, just like when they were just like slavery. It was allowed legally and it was accepted and it caused a lot of pain and it was a pain in the ass for the government to like legalize it or to illegalize it, my bad.
You know, I think we should legalize.
I think that though.
Abortions.
Get out of here.
What?
I think we should.
The neighbor's dog is whining very loud, and it's crazy how we can hear it this well. The only way I could see abortion being illegal and legal, if it was a rape case, then I feel like it should be legal. But honestly, if you fuck up, I feel like you should just suffer the consequences and have that kid.
I don't understand though. Why if someone gets raped, why they shouldn't
it's
the
rape.
Child
still, they didn't plan on this.
Still. Neither did the child. Like that it's an unfortunate circumstance, but if it's a human life, why can it be ended if the person's raped? Why do they have the
because
right to be eliminated?
In cases of rape, it's
then your life
what
can
if
be
the,
ended because
what if the
of something
woman isn't ready?
Do.
What if the woman isn't ready? And like I know that you can use that same exact argument for just an ordinary abortion, but I feel like that's two completely different scenarios because when it comes to a normal abortion, no rape, no incest, or anything like that, I think that if you are going to have sex in any way, shape, or form, if you're going to have intercourse, you need to entertain the fact that you might get someone pregnant or someone might impregnate you. I really think that that's a part of sex, and this can tie into like kids are having intercourse at a way younger age because I don't know why. I feel like as the years go on, just
society it's like making everything early on to people.
It comes down to one thing though,
morality.
And if you believe it's a human life, it doesn't matter. It's the situation. It doesn't matter if it's rape. It doesn't matter if it was an unplanned pregnancy. So if it's a human life, it has the right to life.
Dan, I have a quote that reminds me of you right now. This was a Republican it's Lawrence Lockman. I think that's Maine. I could be wrong. It says, if a woman has the right to an abortion, why shouldn't a man be free to use his superior strength to force himself on women? At least the rapist pursuit of sexual freedom doesn't in most cases result in anyone's death.
Okay, first off, First off,
you're pulling that kind of out of context.
That's not a Republican view. First off, second off,
Said that.
I don't think that matters because
also a lot of people nowadays are not Republican. Like
in today's modern political system, you have two parties to pick from, and if you don't pick those two parties, your vote doesn't count.
Exactly. Like people do. I don't line up with. I don't support a lot of things the Republican Party. Like I don't. Both sides are way too corrupt for me to say I'm a Republican. Like, but I'm more conservative and I lean more towards a certain side. And like, you only have two choices, so like there is no in between. But most people are not like
hell, dog. Half the what they call the candidates aren't even like 100% one thing.
Yeah,
today's political climate is just it's disgusting in a way because
it's absolutely disgusting.
What's the population of the U.S. like over like 700 million?
Oh wait, that's the world population.
Isn't it like 7 billion?
No, that's the world population. That's what I almost said too.
Is it like over 700 million people?
I think the U.S. population.
But is that decreasing?
2018 U.S. population was 327.2 million.
Wow,
327.2. You said
yes.
Well, I was way off. But either way, out of 327 million people, you are going to have the most radically changed views from one person to the next, and it's impossible to capture everyone's opinion and everyone's just the way they feel in two people.
Well, it's because the corruption runs really deep. Like Hillary Clinton, like Bernie Sanders would have been a way better candidate than Hillary Clinton.
And I don't think it's so much that.
It is. Hillary Clinton was a horrendous candidate. But the only reason she got in was because of her ties with the Democratic Party and her years of, like, connections and like, just tons of disgusting bullshit that went on. Just, like, deep corruption runs in both parties and just all throughout our, like, especially at the national level.
It's that, but, like, in school, you're also, I mean, like, you're kind of taught that, like, this is a two-party system. Like,
yeah, that is on the Virginia
SOL. Well, I mean, because it is. Like, that's how it is.
Like, but
third parties don't mean shit because they're never gonna get elected.
And that's a huge problem. I mean,
and also,
it runs back to the fact that when it comes to the political system, like in my personal opinion, it can also lean towards term limits. Because when you have someone in office for 4 years, they're going to try... And, like, well, let's look at previous presidents. The last one we had was Obama, before that was Bush, right?
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, the next one, there's a very solid chance that it's going to be a Democrat.
Next election?
Next election.
Oh, I don't know about that right now.
Well
Donald anyways, Trump has a much a greater conversation. Chance of getting elected than
that's
a lot of these,
a
like...
a whole different conversation. Say,
honestly, but
it's going to be a Trump v. Biden. Everybody already knows that. As soon as... Biden even announced he was going to run, people were assuming
that. The thing is he has a lot of name recognition, and early on, that spikes people up. We have to wait and see, though, if it's going to play out, because...
I'm not sure if anyone has more name recognition than Trump, though.
Well, yeah, but, like... But I'm saying, but like the reason Biden's beating a lot of those people,
it's still too early to tell.
But I also think it's because he's not nearly as radical as some of those people saying, like, free college, we're gonna pay your college debts off, we're gonna make Bernie. You know, people pay reparations, all this bullshit.
How does he even plan to make college free? Just by raising taxes?
Is Biden with that? Like, no. Making college free?
Just like the Green New Deal, how they plan to spend $45 trillion to go green, quote unquote. I mean, all the shit they say, like, it makes no sense. The U.S. is going to be in
so much debt that it's already...
That's more than twice the amount, right? Because it was like, we looked it up, it was like 20 trillion.
I was about to say.
Yeah, like half the stuff they say, it's like, you just look, you cock your head and you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, it's just
bunch of bullshit. Back to the whole like term limit thing. It's just, there's so much like political discourse. I mean, we go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. By the time someone gets in office and gets ready to get out, okay, by the time you get in office, you have about 2 years before you have... If you want to run again, you have to start campaigning.
No, you start campaigning as soon as you're in office.
Yeah, pretty much.
As soon as you're elected, you start doing rallies again.
Yeah,
that's the only way...
You need money.
The goal of the first... I've heard this issue for Trump, many a time.
Oh, no, it's not an issue for him, but I'm saying, like,
the goal of your first term as president is always to get a second term.
It's to secure
that's all your goal the first term ever is. Nothing ever happens until the second term, because that's
Trump's done a lot of shit in his first term. A lot of stuff.
Well, I don't mean nothing happens, but I'm saying that... Like,
pretty significant stuff.
The majority...
Dan, every president has done stuff in their first term.
Obama really did not do that much. Explain. Like, didn't do that much stuff. He was kind of just, like, there.
Explain.
And then he came up with some dumb shit, like Obamacare. And then he's, like, making fucking, like, deals with Iran.
Dan, do you like the Affordable Care Act?
No.
Okay, I'm glad you actually knew what it was this time, since last time you said you're unfamiliar with it.
Well, I mean, like, I'm not, like, 100% familiar with all the different policies of that stuff, because I, like, Obama, too, was when I was younger. I wasn't as interested, you know, like, in a lot of that stuff. But I could see the effects of it. Like, we had to switch our entire doctors. Like, we had to go up to, like, all these different places for it. We weren't able to keep our same stuff, and everything was more expensive. And it was ridiculous. Like, it was just, overall, just a huge negative.
Well, yeah, well, it was mainly for lower-income people. So, if you have a higher income, it's going to happen.
No, it...
Socialism.
We've never had, like, a massive income to where we've had, like, just extra money to be spending on fucking doctors for a lesser level of care.
He's not saying that. He's just saying it's...
It was just income-based. That's all I was saying.
Well, which is just bullshit. Anyways, but...
I really think term limits should be longer because
longer. That'd be wild.
No, I would say like 8 years.
For one term?
For one term.
A term should be a
I
one
bet
term
that would between... actually that could actually that like that, that would might be... mm. It would definitely improve voting numbers. I guarantee you way
it
more people would
vote. It's way more serious. It's
it kind of is a much bigger deal.
But like
yeah. I'm not sure that's kind of a big jump.
That's
though.
Fucking I'll say
eight,
that's
eight, a between doubling. 5 and 8. Between 5 and 8 is like the goal range, cuz 4 is too little. It's like
4 is kind of short.
I don't know.
Even 5 is like a little too short. I would argue that 6 is like the optimal number.
I'll say 6 would probably be the 6 optimal.
That's
number.
The term limit for senators.
No, I like 4 because 4 keeps even though they're like hella
it keeps things fresh, right?
Even though they're hella corrupt, like 4 forces them to at least like at least follow
like,
through with some of the stuff they say, so that they're.
But like,
they,
wouldn't you argue it's better for a country that even if you have one corrupt president, wouldn't you argue that it's better to go that way than to have him do a lot of shit and then the next president come in and have his goals but not be able to do his goals because he's busy repealing the previous president's what he's done, and then we just get in this loop and. Of just constant doing and undoing.
But
and
see,
doing
the
undoing
majority
undoing.
Of presidents do serve 2 terms, though. Because, like, I think there's a study
well, that's
on
not
it.
The point.
They're
the
like,
point is...
presidents are more like, obviously, once they get in office, it's more likely for them, a lot of times, to win a second.
I think,
well, yeah, you can't.
I think it's way
like,
better.
You can't win a second term if you didn't win the first time.
Well, but, like, it's... I don't know how to articulate it, but like it's a study, like what, like it shows like the probability and stuff. Just that's why, like,
I can guarantee there's a 0% chance of you winning a second term if you
well,
don't win
yeah,
the first
obviously.
Election.
Yeah, it's just like saying plus, like plus, I know we're the US is in debt $12.
If we
it's
raised
$12,
at least
if we raised term limits too, think about it. Not only would people really reconsider their choice. If a president gets a second term, he's going to get a second term for a good reason.
16 years is a long time.
That's way
too long. I'm honestly not sure.
I'm talking about 6.
Oh, 12. I'm still not sure. I'm not sure if a human being could be president for that long. Because if you look, like,
you
even
see how
just
much they
visually.
Age. Yeah.
I was about to say, even just visually, you look at presidents. You can do it with any president
they
you
they
want. You look at it from when they were elected to their last day in office, they always look horrible. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah,
but being president is definitely
unless,
the most
unless
stressful,
stressful
job.
Unless you spend like majority of your time golfing. But
well, yeah, if you don't do anything,
it's definitely a stressful job. But like when it really comes down to
just
it,
let your cabinet do everything.
Isn't it the American people's fault for choosing someone who's incapable of being a president for that long?
I mean,
because when you really think about it,
well, that goes back to majority rules, but doesn't really rule.
Well. Thank the God. Electoral college is definitely something that we need.
We need that nowadays. Holy shit.
Because people are just crammed into cities, and if you campaign in the cities, you're going to win with majority rule easily. That's what Hillary Clinton did, and that's why she didn't win.
No, cities have just always ran blue because it just that's always how it's been.
Because just everyone in the city is like, they're just a bunch of
are you sure?
Dummies.
I'm pretty sure during Hillary's campaign, she mainly campaigned in the cities while Trump mainly campaigned out where. To be fair, where his demographic was, where
well, yeah, both of them do that. That's what all of them do. If you're in any city at all, even Winchester ran blue at the last election.
Really?
If yes, Winchester
Virginia,
City.
Virginia is usually blue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Winchester.
We ran blue, yeah.
Everywhere around here was red. Actually, yeah, and then Winchester.
Warren County.
Well, see, our
no,
specific
Warren County was
county,
blue.
Our specific county is it's more of a split, but like one a lot, most places in Virginia, like Richmond and like. Winchester, usually I'm pretty sure run blue.
Almost
sure.
Any
yeah.
City will.
Yeah,
it's just, it's
well, Virginia especially is historically like Democrat.
With the way that the political system is nowadays, I really don't.
Political.
Look, this is going out on a limb, and it really is. But democracy, or I know that we're a republic, but let's be honest here. If we continue down this same road. Of just back and forth fighting and back and forth fighting.
Civil war.
Political tensions are
let's
going,
go.
Political tensions are going to rise. And I hear vets, I hear like speakers saying they're like, we couldn't have a civil war, like no one's gonna pick up a gun. And they're like, if you back somebody into a corner enough, they'll fight their way out. No matter what. And
if we had a civil war, the other countries would eat us right up.
Well, NATO would probably send a...
Putin would be like,
made,
oh. And
actually,
then,
I don't think Putin would do anything.
Kim Jong-un would be like,
I think,
oh.
I think the...
Give me a donut.
What?
Give me a fucking donut. I want to gain 5 more pounds today.
I think NATO... I think NATO and the UN would come together and flag send a lot of troops here to settle, like, the
tension. See, they would probably fight for...
Are y'all registered to vote?
The commies.
No. As of right now, no. But I just turned 18.
I need to. Are you? I need to register.
I still haven't got my draft card.
Did you do that, Dan?
Yeah.
You did the draft?
Yes. I am, but I can't buy tobacco or alcohol.
Here soon.
It's ironic how that works.
That starts July. Well, that's a state issue.
Yeah, well, for the tobacco part.
But you're all for states' rights.
I am.
Well, then why are you complaining about?
JP, the very... Oh, my
God. Hey, he's got a point.
No, he doesn't.
He's got a point. If you're all state right...
That's not even...
State. Oh, all state.
I'm all, for all state
I'm
rights.
For I'm the alt-right state.
Actually...
You mean the
that doesn't mean you can't disagree with the Bible, things your state does. That's what makes states.
I don't think I really don't think states rights should be an option.
Yeah, I was just messing with you. Dan. Wow, what? That's a take right there.
Are you kidding me?
I would like you. I would like you to go with that.
Okay, so you're gonna tell me you have a federal government, right, that sets its own rules and regulations, but literally tells 50 provinces that they can bend those rules as much as they want to.
Technically, they don't have to follow them at all.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
How is that a good thing? And what's
because we've already had? Are you kidding me? If we just had a national central government, we would already be fucking socialist.
We would have a national central government with its own laws, and then
that's disgusting.
And then
that's filthy.
And then
you filthy animal.
And then we could still have like local state and like county law enforcement. It's not hard to do that.
But what about? Politics on the local and state level, that's a huge, huge thing when it comes to, like...
Well, I mean,
like,
in a more than a two-party system, I mean, I really don't think it would be that big of an issue, because...
That is big yikes. Big fucking
how
yikes.
Is it a big... How is it a big yikes?
Oh, that'd be so...
You can't yucky. Just say it's a big yikes and then not elaborate on
big
it.
Big so fucking
yikes. That's his favorite thing to do, though.
That's not Paul true at all. I talked the most right during now. That conversation well, yeah, about
you,
abortion.
You get rambling on about random
it wasn't,
stuff.
It wasn't a random thing. It was a... you better shut up, boy!
That dog is loud.
I think we should all come together and pass a law saying that we can shoot that dog. No, I'm joking. Yeah. That's so
come messed together.
Up. PETA's gonna hate us.
Yeah, PETA's not gonna
hate us. Yeah, PETA won't dig that.
We're gonna hear that.
They'll be digging the grave for the puppy, though. Is it a puppy? How old is it?
I think that's a full-grown dog.
Oh, so we could clearly kill it, then.
For anybody that can't tell by the annoying yapping, it's a Shih Tzu yap dog.
Why don't you yap yourself off a fucking cliff?
Oh my God, Dan.
Dan, this is back to the life thing.
We saw the neighbors walking earlier. It just kept barking earlier.
Even though I love dogs,
I don't even know how could you buy a yap dog?
Isn't it weird how like in movies, like a lot of times it breaks your heart more when a dog gets killed than a human?
I've never felt that way.
Really?
People always talk about that. It's a
Jordan Peterson dog. Talks about that concept, and it's because humans have so much like self contempt because like we're self conscious beings, and we know like the shit that we do, like half the shit we do is all just
right, so
you know. Is like
comprehensive. I'm gonna say one thing back to the abortion thing, and thank you, John Paul, for bringing this up. How I look at death is something I can't really do about it. It happens. I've been to a couple funerals myself. Honestly, they're not fun, obviously. But
unless they have cake.
But what can you do?
The after party or the person?
Oh. What can you do about it? What can you?
Like, I mean, abortion. You can just not get one.
You can make it illegal and therefore not end millions of human lives.
Millions?
Yes.
Is that the statistic?
Fuck yes. Oh yes, sir. I'll look it up right now.
Please.
It is in the millions. Absolutely.
I'm gonna need a source for that too, though. Just, I need it from you.
Yeah.
What do you mean from me?
You bring Dan. I'm sorry. I've researched things you've said before and not been able to find anything on them.
Yeah,
like
so
what?
Don't take
when you said Hillary Clinton colluded in the election.
Oh, that was ass. I gotta admit,
we're not even sure if our numbers are correct.
Sometimes I say things because I know JNet will like. I like to trigger him. He likes to trigger me. It's kind of like sometimes.
Yeah, but he does it.
JNet's a government.
He gets me more often because he has more like hooks because he's an older guy. He's like he knows he's like little traps.
Because he makes Catholic jokes and he gets under your skin.
Knowledgeable about the government and politics.
Who?
Yes, but he's John still Natalie. He's still he's just a lot older. He has a lot more experience and knowledge, obviously, and so he does get the better end of those a lot. And but that time, I definitely pulled that right out of my ass.
You never elaborated on why you think federal law should be a thing.
What? Federal law should be a thing.
No, why? Yeah, why? That's what you meant.
Federal
why?
Law is a thing.
No. I'm saying you never elaborated why you think there should be state laws and federal laws.
Because it's like checks and balances. If the government, like if the central government had all the power, it would be too easy for them to like turn into an oppressive government, which already basically is. It's leaning more towards tyrannical every day, and it already is oppressive, and it already is wildly corrupt. But that would massively increase the chances of it going past the point of no return and just becoming like just a straight tyranny.
Why?
Because there's no states or like to fight back through like their own like. No.
Just stop it.
Yeah.
Add a flag.
Can we have a little stop?